This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehab. Patient first name is Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. Last name is Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. Date of birth is 2/25/1943. Date of evaluation is 10/31/2023. HPI history page, complaint, urgent psychiatric evaluation requested for management of patient's anxiety. History of present illness. This is a 80 years old female. Who was admitted to this facility on 10/30/2023 from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient is new to our service. Nursing staff reports the patient has been very anxious. During my evaluation, patient acknowledged being anxious. She reports that she has been anxious most of her life and described herself as, quote, very shy, unquote. Reports that her anxiety is worse since she came here, but generally at home she does better. She has been taking Paxil for years and talked about her past history of undergoing triple bypass surgery. Your patient was also admitted on quetiapine, 12.5 milligram at bedtime. No history of paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. Next paragraph, patient reports that she was born in Tennessee. She reports that her dad was in service. Reports parent got divorced when she was young. Patient reports that her parents had two biological children, and reports that her mom has four children from stepdad. Patient reports that she graduated from Garden City High School and went to Henry Ford Community College. And reports that she worked as an executive secretary and also worked at Ford Motor Company. Patient reports her daughter Diana had in vitro. Patient reports that she had in vitro fertilization, and her daughter Diana is outcome of that. Patient goes on to talk. Patient goes on to state that her doctor provided the sperms. Next paragraph, no history of OCD, PTSD, or psychosis. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, non-reported. Next paragraph. Past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, zero prior suicide attempts, no prior aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest community college, current occupation, retired, used to work at Ford Motor Company. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, widow. number of children, patient talked about her daughter Diana. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required reform and chart nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Blood pressure is 125 over 58, pulse 90, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, anxious, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood anxious, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, place, time with the normal memory, recent with intact potential of within normal language with the normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, under medications, current medications, CMAR, paroxetine 20 milligram once a day, and quetiapine 12.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, generalized anxiety disorder, 41.1, plans continue, paroxetine as prescribed, which is taken for more than 12 years. Be discontinued quetiapine due to lack of indications. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors and any new concern. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305 under supplemental administrative, risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI. And next paragraph, risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, the above references are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. End of dictation.